hear anything?
Oh, no, I hear
you. You hear everything.
No,
we live.
I didn't hear it before.
What up, y'all?
Hello?
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up? What up?
What up, peoples? Doing well? Swell?
Mm-hmm. Yo, should we just start swinging out the fucking gate?
No.
On?
Nah, right? And I said the F word. You're going to have to bleep that out for YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yeah, you can't start a video cursing.
Or it's I mean, it was at least like 10 seconds.
It got to be at least 10 seconds? I thought it was like a minute. No, I thought it was 60 seconds.
Oh, that's an actual rule?
Yeah, so let me chill with that.
Damn.
So we'll edit that part. But I do want to swing. I do want to shoot. But I like what y'all shoot for me. I ain't going to lie.
So go ahead.
But let's move on. Look at the. Let's talk about the card. We'll get to it.
Wait.
Stick around and we'll get to it.
That we could do.
No. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. We'll address it in a minute.
I was saying not swinging because it's like critical times in New York if you're a woman. So to say come out swinging is a little crazy for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, New York is kind of crazy. You see what's going on in New York? In the city? How much women has it been?
I've seen 8 different women's videos.
I wonder if it was Phil.
Okay, come on. Yo, I don't even work in Manhattan.
I wonder if it was Phil, bro. Like,
I work in the Bronx. Yo, I would get destroyed if I ever tried that.
Have y'all seen... Well, you seen what's going on, right?
Well, she showed me on the way here.
Women, all the women that are getting punched in the face.
Oh, that's a real thing?
Yo, women, random women, just random white women, just bow.
Yeah.
White women, she had a little devil.
Cookies. Just lumped.
I did see that. Yo, she showed me that one. That's insane, though.
Straight cocos, bro. Everybody gets a coco. Just bang.
But what could it be?
I want to see footage. Like, is he knocking them out? Because that's kind of messed
up.
It's one guy.
I know a girl. No. It may not be one guy.
It was like a serial guy that's just like, he's just like, yo, bang. Cookies for everybody. It's kind of fucked up.
No. Well, I think it seems to be. I don't know. There's a few theories, but I think it's multiple guys. I don't know.
It has to be. If it was one guy, this guy would have had to been caught by now. Rocking 8 multiple different women in the head.
And that's only women who've made videos. Think about all the women who not say anything. Older women who don't have, like, probably not on social media like that. Mm. Like, this is actually serious.
Is it you, Phil?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
Why would you think it's Phil?
You know, Phil don't really like the women's MMA type things. I mean, you know, he just
come on, bro. We got a women's main event. What's the one fight I said that we were when we were going over the card? I said, oh, that's a good fight.
Oh, Nurshelton.
No. That was you. I didn't say that.
Petrowski?
No, that was you again. Oh. I said Lupi Godinez versus Vina Jandiroba, the women's fight. The I versus Lupi Godinez.
Oh, okay.
So that alone shows that I care about women.
All right, me too. Okay. The main event, though, fuck it. I think it's a great main event. I think it's a good main event. I would much rather seen you? Vicente Luque versus Joaquin Buckley as a main event, if we're keeping it real.
He was supposed to be the main event, but they bumped him down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that like a, they bumped him down for, what's it called?
I don't know. It was like a slap on the wrist? Who knows? Who knows what that was about, but.
Because I got some inside info.
You do? Yeah, I was supposed to fight him as the main event.
Exactly. For 5 rounds, right?
For 5 rounds.
And since he said no and went with Joaquin Buckley instead, I feel like.
Now it was all of a sudden, it was a co-main event. It was strange.
Right.
Well, it's not really. All right, you sign a contract. You still get paid for that fight.
Yeah. Yeah, but when you're a main event, you get an extra 25K.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that either.
Every main event gets an extra 25K.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Right,
so it takes back where I was going to
say. And also, it gives you, when you fight main event, it's kind of like, all right, well, a little bit of negotiation. You get a little bit more like, all right, afterwards, depending on how you perform in a main event spot.
You're saying
opportunity to renegotiate and get more money.
Yeah, when your contract is being renewed.
Yeah. So.
Maybe you want to fight down, still get his check.
That's it. Oh,
that's.
Who knows? Who knows?
I mean, I feel like that's what happened.
That should have been the main event. I even saw the UFC posted a separate poster of that fight.
No
like,
way.
Yeah, and everyone's like, well, you should have just made this the main event.
Where'd you see that?
Nah.
I mean, ever since he did that, like, you know, Karate Kid knockout.
That knockout, man. Which is the craziest knockout I've probably ever seen live.
I mean, that was one time thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he had some other KOs after that.
Yeah, he was
inconsistent.
I'm just saying, like, you'll wake up. And be like, oh, Joaquin Buckley is fighting somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm just. You see Vicente Luque, you're like, oh, all right, I'm trying to see.
Yeah, but Vicente's more established. Yeah. He's been around. I feel like Buckley just be so fucking loud for me, bro.
I mean.
But that's like a cultural thing, like where he's from. He's from like Louisiana, or one of the middle of America.
I thought it was St. Louis or some shit.
So is it St. Louis?
I thought
it could be St. Louis.
From Missouri.
Yeah, maybe, so maybe it's just like a cultural thing. Like it's just like for me, it's just. I'm not saying a black person thing. I'm black, nigga. What are you talking about? I'm black. I'm just like he just. It's just too. I'm not saying I got more class. Why are you trying to do that? I'm just saying, motherfucker, be mad. Like it's just the voice is just kind of like. But I could tell, like.
But you're a very quiet person too.
I'm also quiet, except for when I'm on here.
You tell me I'm loud.
But also, like, think of it's cultural because look, if I feel like there's other people in the world that'll hear me speak or you speak as New Yorkers and just be like, damn, these niggas are annoying. You know what I mean? And then I'll hear like a country dude like from Atlanta. I'll be like, shut up, bro. You're annoying. You know what I mean? It's just cultural. You know what I'm saying? And preference. You're a Jamaican nigga down the street. You know what I mean? I'm Jamaican. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's regular. But I may hear someone, a Haitian person speaking. I'm like, bro, you need to stop talking. You talk a lot.
Damn, that is crazy.
Is that controversial?
That's very, like, how you say, ethnocentric or something? Like,
self-centered about your culture?
Like, you're like, if it's not...
You never heard someone that sounds nobody, just different, and you're like, damn, bro, that's... But they just, like, a lot... I'm not saying you sound different.
Well,
but it's like,
okay.
It's just like, it's... Like, someone... All right, now y'all making me look crazy.
Well, yeah, now
y'all
making me look crazy.
I'll correlate that. Like, say if you hear, like, a Mexican talk, and then you hear, like, a Dominican talk. I mean, there's two different. That's
and
two
I'm not
different.
Saying, oh,
but
if
they're
they
not
speak,
annoying
it's
to
good.
Me.
But
yeah,
it's
but
just,
a person could be annoying. But it's like if it's a lot, and it's like, all right, you can speak whatever language. I'm good with everyone, right? But I'm saying like a specific personality that's a big personality already, and then it's like you're always like, all right. For instance, for example, I did a class at the PI. I was the PI or the Apex, right? We did a class, and it was all the fighters in there, mm-hmm. and Buckley's in the front of the class, and Buckley would not shut the fuck up. He just spoke on everything. He kept talking, making jokes and shit like that. But anyone, I would have been like, oh, okay. I wouldn't have cared if he was like from New York. But his voice got annoying to me because it was just like, all right, that country shit. I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up and let them talk. Like, I just got annoyed. Do you see what I'm saying?
How many people was in this class?
It was like 20 of us.
Damn, that's a lot.
And I just got annoyed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean. So it's like, if someone like is different, if he was from New York, maybe I wouldn't have got annoyed. Maybe, who knows? Maybe I'd just been listening. Like, all right.
Nah, I think it was the personality type that
right, I was gonna
you.
Say.
I don't think it was the accent.
Maybe. It's just the accent. The accent was just like, in my ear, like, and I'm like, dog, chill, man. Just chill. Please.
Especially, but he's just, like you said, that's him in general. Like, on his Instagram, he's always yelling or doing, like, crazy random shit, like skits and shit.
Yeah right. Being loud. That's literally, you just don't like that personality type, because you'll scroll on TikTok and be...
He goes, oh.
You just, it's just a type of person.
I think for me, it's just the fact that he just always, you know, when somebody's convincing somebody, it seems like he's convincing me. He's
true,
to convince
yeah.
me of, like, oh, this is real.
That
like,
I'm good.
Like, I'm a real, and I'm just like, damn, why are you trying to convince me right now? You trying to sell me on a product I don't fucking want.
Right.
I do like that he markets himself a lot and he pushes himself. I do like that.
He has a brand.
He has a brand, and I fuck with
it. It's a complete brand.
But it's just
not for you.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's not your brand. You're not into it.
And you know what's funny? When he was at middleweight, I was like, oh yeah, fuck with Buckley. He came to welterweight. I'm like,
yeah, actually, that's actually what happened.
He came to welterweight. I'm like,
that's seriously what happened.
I don't know about you, bro.
Also, they're saying I think his mic isn't working.
Is your mic not working? Go ahead, speak into your mic.
They said it was low too.
Speak to your mic, Troy. Yo. Oh my God!
Troy's mic
was never on. That's crazy.
So none of y'all heard anything Troy said.
Someone said they should give Troy a mic. That's why I was like, all right, I don't think it's working.
That's mad crazy.
Troy is supposed to have
a mic.
I'm
so sorry.
Troy does have a mic.
I'm so sorry about
Kimora
that.
Kimora said
all
the mics are very quiet too, so I don't know if it's just an all sound thing.
There's Troy right there. Say something, Troy.
Shit.
Yeah, there he is. I hear him now.
You usually do this.
She got the headphones on. You know what the crazy part about all of this? Our producer got headphones on.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
She's hearing my voice.
No.
She's hearing his voice.
Don't do that.
You're talking. She never heard you, and she didn't say a word.
No,
just...
because it's so quiet in the headphones. It's so fucking low that I hear you in real life more than I hear you in the headphones. So I can't tell if you're talking here. All right,
so let's turn everyone up.
Unless I'm intentionally.
Everyone is turned up.
Let's just do like a close up.
Let's turn up Troy.
Yeah, drinking water. What the hell?
How's everyone? How's our mics? Are we loud now? Is everybody good?
We good.
I think so. That sounds better. I mean, mine's... I like to keep mine lower because, like I said, Randy says I'm loud. But
So I think we're good.
So yeah. Based on this low overall.
So I think we're good.
So a full synopsis on everything. We're just basically talking about how Buckley ain't shit. Yeah. And
I didn't say that.
And that we ain't buying his product.
No, it took us like 20 minutes to get to Randy not liking his personality type, but respecting his brand.
Yeah, and I respect him as a fighter, though.
As a fighter. Yeah,
you think he's a good fighter?
I actually had him picked against Vicente. This weekend against Vicente.
Yeah. You have him or had him?
Have. Oh. I have him winning.
Really?
Oh, shit.
You just don't like who he is. No, I'm kidding.
Never said that.
I'm joking.
Y'all trying to get me in beef.
No, I'm joking with you.
As soon as you say, listen, if they depict everything you said from that situation, 5 minutes of you're not fucking with the nigga. That's it.
Word.
Yeah, that's true.
Someone could cut that up. Yeah.
Start some shit.
That's your next promo for your fight.
Nah, my next fight is already set.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It is?
In my head is set.
Oh, okay. I was going
to
say.
In my head is set, you know, and then just talking to, like, you know, UFC.
Top 15 or above.
I know who the next matchup is.
So you've got the names.
Anyway, speaking of beefs.
Okay.
Excessive said clip it chat.
Speaking of beefs.
2K said Luque doesn't deal well with southpaw head always on the center line. Barbarina and Neil land their cross with
very
ease.
True. Very true. Very true. Mm-hmm. I just wonder how, when I think about Luque, right? How do y'all feel about Luque given he had the injury, you know, had to take all that time off and all that, you know what I mean? Like he came back and he looked good. Versus RDA first, and mm-hmm. then who did he fight after RDA? I'm not sure, but I felt like then he fought.
Let me look. No,
he just fought RDA.
He just fought RDA. Yeah,
so yeah. I'm curious to see how he is against a puncher with an injury like that, because he had a serious injury. You know?
Wasn't it like a brain bleed
or something like that?
A
brain bleed after the Jeff Neal fight. Yeah,
that's a massive injury for anyone, let alone in fighting.
Yeah,
His coach and his team are probably like, you cannot fight how you used to fight. Like, he's probably trying to take at minimal damage as he can.
Yeah.
Where in the past, he would just get rocked and then, like, almost get knocked out. Like, against Brian Barberina.
Oh, yeah, that was wild.
And then, like, he comes out and, you know, just is still fighting.
But I think he has the ability to switch it up. I mean, his timing is good. That's what I remember from fighting him. His timing was good. And he has good pressure. You know what I mean? And I think maybe a guy like Buckley may struggle with his pressure. Mm. You know?
And his grappling ability, I would say, too. If he decides to grapple against Buckley.
Buckley's used to dealing with 85ers, though. Such a big guy.
He's a wrestler, too, isn't he?
So Buckley will take him down. I think Buckley could take him down. I think Buckley could strike with him, and I think Buckley could take him down.
Damn, so you just think he's a better fighter overall?
Yeah. Minus the grappling, maybe like the jiu-jitsu, if they get into like tie-ups and shit like that. But I think Buckley, positionally, may be the more dominant grappler.
He seems like a bigger guy, too.
I don't fear him, though. Like, if you look at Buckley, I don't fear him. If I look at him, like, I'm just saying, like, he's across from me. I'm just like, I'm not like a...
Yeah.
Like, what am I worried about? Like, Vicente been through a lot, you know?
When you look at Vicente, you're like, all right, well, he's more of a threat, you think?
Threat, you know? If you would tell me, who do you want to fight?
You're going with Buckley.
I'm going with Buckley. Buckley's a random body. Yeah. I'm not saying, like, he's not... He don't have the knockout ability, but I'm talking about the technical ability to do certain things.
Did you see his last fight? I thought he looked good in his last fight, though.
Who he fought?
I don't remember who he fought in his last fight. But I do remember the punch combinations. His cardio looked great. The pace was good. He was throwing like 4 or 5, 6 punch combinations nonstop.
Alex Moreno.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was still good. You laughing? No, I thought that was good. Alex Moreno is solid, you know? So I thought that was even though the performance was good, you know?
It's weird. It's weird. I'm never like big on Buckley. Like I just
the boxing, maybe because he throws a lot of hooks and he's muscular. He's in the pocket. I think he's good. I think he's solid. Mm. You know, but
I'll give it up to Vicente for this one. But I think Vicente is like over the hill though.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, bro. I mean, he's 32 also, right?
He's still young.
But he's
young.
Dude,
he's young as shit. But the amount of fights and wars he's been in.
He's been in wars.
Yeah, crazy fights.
I mean, one of the things I think about is the Perry fight. The Perry fight was crazy.
Yeah, true. Yeah, exactly.
He twisted up Perry's nose.
Yeah, that shit was gross.
Yeah, that shit wild.
Who you got in this?
I don't know. I kind of want to go with Luque. I feel like Vicente can take it.
Yeah. So, what are you thinking? You don't know?
Yeah, don't
chat,
really
who we going
thought.
With? I'm going to go. I got to think. He's Luke A. And I'm going Buckley. Chat, drop who you think. Zessif says Luke A.
He's a slight favorite, too. Minus 120 over plus 100. So
Jackin said Buckley. All right. We'll see. Next up.
What else do you want to talk about? Chitty?
Let's talk about Chris Weidman. Oh. Chris Weidman versus Bruno Silva.
What was his last win?
Who, Weidman?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
I'll pull it up. I got you.
The fact that he's back, though, is good. I mean, and he's on a card like this, I think that makes up and it's going to bring a lot of eyes because people, Weidman's on a card, a former champion.
He needs to win this fight and retire.
Oh, he lost.
You think so?
He needs to win this fight and retire, bro.
His last fight, or his last one was 2020. In 2020, yeah, against Omari Akhmedov.
I think he could get a dub here. But I think he could get a dub here in the grappling if he, like, wrestles and
get
Bruno down early. I think he gets a dub.
But, I mean, if he tries to stand with him, because we've seen him stand. Try and, you know, throw with other fighters. Like, in his past, like, Uriah Hall, what happened to him with his fucking leg broke. And what's his name? Brad Tavares was his last fight, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same thing.
But Brad Tavares was a kicker, bro. Like,
right.
I was surprised they took that fight. If you're looking at Brad Tavares, Brad Tavares is a motherfucker that throw crazy low, heavy low kicks. Good punch combinations, but he's a striker. I was like, damn, I thought they were going to give him a grappler originally.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, like, he needs this fight. Like, you went AC. You started off Ring of Combat here, you need to win this fight. Hang up the gloves. Just leave the gloves in there.
True.
That's it. Just full circle moment. That Atlantic City. You started in Atlantic City. You finish in Atlantic City.
True.
That is it. You feel me? Like, I don't want to see Weidman in any other situation. Like, yo, he doesn't has a win. He doesn't have a win.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm not a fan of him, but he just, I'm like, UFC, how many fights he lost? And the UFC was just like, oh, yeah, you just stay in.
Kimura said 7 losses and 2 wins in his last 9 fights. So
damn,
come on, dog.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Well, he was fighting the best of the best. You know, now he's finally trying to stake in a, I guess what you call a step down in competition.
But I mean, Bruno Silva is not a guy. I wouldn't say he's a step down either.
That's true. He's solid.
Like Brad Tavares, same thing.
Once you champion, then you was there.
That's right. What it is. True.
You're gonna be fighting the best. That's it. That's it. Even if you want a decline,
they don't care.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
you. You was him. You feel me? Like, and you still believe that too. I mean, I know he still believe that.
I mean, he used to talk about how much he would beat Adesanya. And I saw, like, the comments. People used to think he's delusional. But naturally, if you were once former, once a champion, naturally, you just have that in you.
You have that.
You think that you can beat anyone.
Come on, dog.
No matter what point of your career you're in, it's like, yo, I still think that I could beat anyone. And what's crazy, I remember watching him at Rand Combat when I was younger.
Yeah,
when I was an amateur, I used to see this dude in Rand Combat.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, I watched the fight with him and Uriah Hall, the first fight in Rand Combat. It's like, damn. You know, these are guys that have been around forever.
Yeah, that shit's wild, honestly. But, I mean, once again, the sport is unforgiving.
Yeah.
Like, he's 39 years old after an injury like that where he broke his fucking leg, too. Yeah. Like, who's coming back from that? Like,
Anderson
even look
Silva
at
it.
I would say Anderson Silva, but, I mean, Connor hasn't fought yet.
He hasn't fought since?
No.
No.
Shit.
So he broke his shit and he was just laying on the floor talking about somebody, next man's wife.
Yo, that was psychotic. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
You know what's funny? I mentioned it. I watched a video yesterday and it was called, it was on YouTube. It was called The Art of Losing. And they spoke about all of MMA and you saw like some people, they like broke it up. Some guys, how they handle it. Two sides of it. Like they showed like Mighty Mouse. They showed Cormier. They showed the guy with the footwork.
Dominic Cruz.
Dominic Cruz, they showed like guys how they handle it really well, and then the other guys who kind of like, I guess, make excuses, you know. And then it's crazy, like that's just a theme that I've been seeing, a reoccurring theme, because also I saw Sadiq Youssef speaking on that, saying like, yo, no matter what happened to you, no matter what it is, you can't speak, don't speak on it. When you lose,
for real,
no matter what the fuck happened in camp, you don't speak on it. I disagree with that. It's just how you speak about it and when. It's cool, give it time. But you should speak about it, and people should know that, all right, well, this is something that happened. I don't want to tarnish this guy's win or anything like that. But I think that you should mention, you know, the things. Because sometimes you can't speak about it unless you win.
Right.
And that's fucked. And that's how motherfuckers be depressed. They be like, yo. Yeah. And then they sound crazy. Because like, yo, I could beat him. I swear to God. Everyone's like, you can't be shit. Nigga, shut up. And it's like, yo, they don't give a fuck. But they don't know that you were actually injured. Especially fans don't know what this entails, you know what I mean? Like what we actually go through and the type of work that we put in and the amount of times that we spend injured, you know?
Because so people just call it an excuse.
They're like, stop making excuses. So why'd you fight then, huh? Why'd you fight? It's like, yo, because we have to, you know? It's my livelihood. But it's interesting. What do y'all think? Y'all think it's that you fighters should speak on it? If it's actually true, fuck the niggas that's making excuses.
Yeah,
true. They don't count. We ain't talking about them. But if it's genuinely, if like, here, this is an issue, not to say that I would have won anyway, but this is what I was dealing with going into this fight. Like, look at Safety Knees with the injury, with the fucking staff on his face, bro.
Yeah, that's just wild.
What was he taking antibiotics for this?
Allegedly, yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, he was.
And we saw him get tired. We saw it in live time. Nobody give a fuck, right? Nobody even met. It was like, oh, bro, hey, you
but
and
he said that, and that's the Poirier he said what he said, so.
No, sure, he says always stay hydrated or something like that.
Jaja.
Damn.
Yeah. I would.
Poirier says some wild shit to him, man.
I would say that it is good to speak on it. I mean, like you said, there's a time and a place, but like if it's not right after, like I think it's all right. Like even if it's a week later, I feel like that's enough time to process what happened and to be like, all right, yeah, this is what happened. I had an injury for the last 2 weeks of camp, or like my weight cut was terrible or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but not speaking on it too, I think shows like, shows something else as well. I don't know. Like being like, just basically like, oh, that shit didn't happen. Like, I'm good, you know?
Yeah. It shows toughness.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Still. Right. Yeah. But is that mentally tough, or is that just like not being able to be like, oh, nah, like maybe I should think about this and like relive or go through it.
Yeah, I think being mentally tough.
Nice. Dude, what the hell?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, just really?
Chalk it up. It's probably not, but that
thing is going through. Oh, shit. Oh, but, my God, it's the doll. I just saw that.
Stop.
Dude,
stop.
That's scary as fuck. I did not realize that.
No, it's so strange.
I thought you meant you saw the doll press it for a second.
No.
Don't do that. Please do not do that right now.
Yeah, we got a
Annabelle
doll.
Oh my God! Yeah,
maybe she's pressing it.
I'm gonna put that's turn her around, make her face the corner.
Yeah, that's scary.
No, I'm so dead ass. No, you touched her and she did it again.
Scary. Did you ever see that movie?
I did. It's a great movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Phil, you know why we have it, no?
Yeah, of course.
It was a little behind on the. Yeah,
I know. I'm here. I'm pressing.
No, that's for real.
Maybe press it again. Wow. Everyone actually likes it. They said that's sick. How do you sleep at night? Yo, man's a horror fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Randy is. You should see the other thing he has.
Oh, yeah. The hand?
Yeah.
Y'all ever see Talk to Me?
Nah. What's that?
You see that movie Talk
to
Me?
It's so good.
It is. It's really good. It's a horror film. Look it up. If y'all ever get a chance to watch it, go watch it. So I actually got the hand, the actual hand, like the hand with the writing on it and everything. And did y'all know, fun fact, that actual hand that they had, it's a pipe. You can smoke weed out of it.
Really? Like, that's pretty cool. We should test it out.
No, we shouldn't.
I'll give it to you. You can test it.
All right, I'm down.
But you ever see Talk to Me?
Of I ain't going
to
spoil it.
Down. Go watch Talk to Me. It's fire. But we got the hand. I don't know where it's at. It's somewhere.
I'll go get it. You want me to go get it? Okay. But, I know where it's at. I don't like touching it.
What's my favorite horror movie? My favorite horror movie to watch? Stoned. I don't watch movies stoned, but it'll probably be Talk to Me. Talk to Me was my favorite so far.
Right now.
Right now it's Talk
Currently.
To Me. Currently, yeah.
Let me look it up.
It's an Australian movie.
What?
But anyway, we getting off track. Before we get into the next fight. I want to talk about there was a remember the last time I did a video we put it on Instagram about remember when I called out Kiesa, I DM'd him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did.
Kiesa had some choice words the other day
about you.
Him and Dean Thomas, which I was very surprised about. Dean Thomas, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Dean Thomas is my guy. I was shocked to see something like that.
What happened?
You know, that's how industry it, shit. They cool because they coworkers and shit. So I guess that's just how that go. But it's just weird, man. It's weird.
What did he say?
Oh. Anyway, long story short, A chalked it up to you shouldn't DM fighters. How do y'all feel about fighters DMing other fighters?
Hold on.
I'm not even going to get into what they said. To wrap it up.
Did he personally say your name, though?
Try not to, but they were
alluded
talking about
to, they alluded to that situation, yeah, I would say.
So they said, I'm just saying.
Basically, they said their pet peeve is when a fighter doesn't have a name to call out after the fight. like after your fight, that's when you make call your shot. Basically, they're like, I pet peeve. And they said, you know what's another pet peeve or something along those lines? When fighters DM other fighters to fight. Like but saying,
I don't get what's wrong with that.
Kiesa was like, I don't check. I'm a married man. I don't check my DMs.
What is it, fucking social is like or an Instagram like about like is what? A dating site for you? I don't know, but I check my DMs.
There's a lot of opportunities in the DMs.
I mean, even so, I just talk to people.
The man
said
he's a married man. He don't check his DMs.
That's the worst excuse.
It's so weird. But anyway,
shots fired.
But also,
Kiesa, shots fired.
Also, Din said that he thought that was the weakest thing a fighter could do. And that's
what
I
mean.
When he said that was the weakest thing a fighter could do. But Din is my man. Like, I talked to Din, and Din knows that whole situation. And, like, so that was just interesting to me. And for me, I don't know. Maybe I'm being sensitive, but I just don't operate like that. If you feel like that, you should say something to me. You know what I mean? If you felt like, maybe I shouldn't have did that. As an OG in the game, you know what I mean? And me as a younger fighter. But maybe these niggas is just old. These old-ass niggas just fucking... They just don't know how... They just see things from a different lens. Maybe that's just what it is.
Fuck nah, it. That's weird as hell. I think DMing a fighter, if anything, is respectful, too. It's just
facts.
Like,
you know,
yo.
I DM'd a Muslim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to get our... After
oh, yeah, yeah.
I apologized to him that I was sick. You know, things happen. I understand. All right, I need to fix this, because I don't know what that's going on with that.
Can you mute that?
It's strange, but so I DM'd him and I just apologized. I don't know because we all put in a lot of time into this,
right?
Man, getting ready for our fights, we're away from our families, you know what I mean? We put in a lot of work, a lot of money goes into camp sometimes, so I get it. So I apologized for him because I knew sometimes we spend money before we get it in order to set us up for the camp, mm-hmm. and then that doesn't happen, then you're sitting there assed out. So I DM'd him, apologizing. I told him I still want to fight, let's make it happen. And guess what? We got the specific date. He wanted to do it before Ramadan. His manager correlated with my manager, and we set
after
it up.
After you guys spoke.
After we spoke, and we got the date that we needed to get in order for it to make sense. Because they wanted it to be earlier, and we both was like, let's put it on this date. And we agreed to a date, and it worked out.
Because otherwise, it's your manager speaking to each other on your behalf.
Yeah.
Right.
You cut out the middleman.
Exactly. And then his manager will go to the UFC, the UFC, and my manager will go to UFC, and then they'll speak. So it's like, that's just strange. I think that's just a cop out, and that's just niggas.
Yeah, it's an excuse.
Yeah, it's just an excuse, bro. And first of all, you dropped to 15. I don't even want to fight you no more, bro. I don't even want to fight number 15.
True. Oh, he's 15 now?
Yeah.
Damn.
So it was like I was picking
on
him.
He's going
to
be out.
I thought he was, at the time, he was like 11, and I was trying to climb up. Now it's like pointless, you know? So that's where I'm at. Anyway, I just thought that was weird, and I think that you should be able to DM a fighter.
I agree.
If you want to set up a fight.
But I think
what
it's also generationally different. Not to sound like an ageist or something, but I feel like maybe their POV is like, you know, think about like kind of like your parents' point of view. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's like a weird thing.
He's 36.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not like he's.
I'm talking maybe Din. All
right.
Din probably 50.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So like, but I'm talking about. Because
it's like, to do things through the social media. Like, you know how people feel a way towards social media.
But here's the backstory to that now. Because the UFC is actively trying to make that fight happen.
Mm-hmm.
You saw me and you told me you was there, Troy. Mm-hmm. And you told me we're gonna work something out, we're gonna make it happen, right? And you know, we got to talking, but the only reason I even DM'd them is because we spoke in person two times prior to that.
Right, you already have a rapport or something.
Yeah, and then I DM'd them, and then when he didn't respond to DM, then I made a video and put it online. Maybe that's what they're referring to, making the video and putting it online. I could see
maybe.
That. I could see that.
But then say that.
Then say
yeah,
that.
But they didn't. Yeah.
But I had, but having a conversation with you twice. That's what it took. Even in my caption, I said, "I'm sorry, I had to come to this." Because you avoided me. So now, it's just, I'm like, all right, well, if I'm talking to Din, right? I know him and Din are friends, so I can see they probably had that conversation. I just want to know what's weak about that. Calling someone out to their face and not making it public initially and just being like, yo, bro, what do you think? Not disrespectful. It's like, yo, what do you think about this date? You think we can make it happen? If you don't want to do it, then say you don't want to do it. And we keep it pushing. I would never say anything. I would never post anything, say nothing. I'll just keep it pushing. Oh, my mans and them would know. But that's it. That's where it ends.
This has happened to you before, too.
Yeah.
And you didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't say a word.
So I think he's just like using that as an excuse, being like saying it's weak so that if
he
it does come
that.
Out. Yeah. If it does come out like, oh, Randy DM'd. I DM'd Kiesa, whatever. He could be like, oh, that's weak. I don't do that shit. Like, I'm not taking that fight.
You know what the problem is, though? Right now, the UFC offered him the fight, and he's struggling to come back with a date. That's what's happening, right? So they offered him the fight, and he didn't. He, I guess, right now he doesn't. He does. That's not the guy that I'm gonna fight. It's just not gonna be for y'all to know. It's
but
not gonna
don't
be the
want
next
to
guy
anymore.
It doesn't. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not picking on him. I want to fight him. He was 12 or 11 at the time. You know, now he's dropped down significantly. So either way, I don't really care. But if it's him, it's him. So I'm not even like, oh, I need to fight Chiesa. I'll fight anybody in the ranking. But the thing is, it was just it's just weird because now that I know that UFC is actually like trying to make that fight happen, all of a sudden you doubling back on that, saying that's the weakest thing a person could do.
Right. Well, then there's your reason. Yeah, he's
weird.
Trying to duck you.
Weird.
Clearly.
But anyway.
Also, Soy Boy said he's got like 98% male following on Insta. If he can't check his Insta DMs without temptation, he's gay.
Facts.
So, there you go.
The Ghost of Shadow Rat said nothing weak in someone trying to create an opportunity for a fight and get both fighters paid.
That's what I'm saying. It's so odd. That busts my head, bro. That really busts my head because I'm sitting there. I'm like, what's weak about that? And I felt like what is that's strange,
but that's like isn't that like typical bully?
What's the extreme? What's the extreme of calling somebody out?
I walk up to you. I bring cameras with me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I get some clout. I slap you in your face or some shit and create beef. That's like weird. That's weird to me.
That's extreme, right?
That's it. Nigga, I'm humble. I hit you up. Was like, yo, bro,
personally,
what you think? Like, yo, me and you, like, on this day, what you think?
That's the extreme part. Like what? Like some Bobby Green and
Armin type shit.
But I think, what are they trying to say? The good old American way is to get on the mic and call someone out? Is that what their thing is?
I guess. Always have a name, but then when you try to make a fight.
You know,
is it because it's easier to avoid that, right?
I don't know, man.
If somebody just shouts your name on a bike.
Right, because no one takes it as serious.
Then their fans like, oh, no, you're right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, it's good to have a name. You should have a name.
No,
I agree with that. But still,
course.
I disagree where he says that.
But I'm saying,
if a fighter DMs me, it's like, yo, what do you think about this date, bro? I can either ignore it or I could just say, yo, you know what? Do some more work, bro, before I see you. Or I just say, yeah, let's do this date. That's what I would do. If
those
he told me, like, yo,
options.
He's like, yo, bro, do some more work, bro, and maybe we could talk. Humbly. I've spoken to fighters, bro, that has straight up told, because I've DM'd other guys before. Straight up. A conversation dude is like, yo, because he couldn't get a fight, and I wanted to fight earlier in my career, right? And he was like, yo, respectfully, and
I'm trying to
fight. I got mad respect for dude to this day. Mm-hmm. And you know what he said? He was like, yo, if I don't get a fight, let's do it. But I'm still trying to fight up. I'm trying to get a guy with a number. That's what I would prefer. Do some work and we're going to do it. But if not, if I can't get this fight, I'm going to say your name.
Damn. Who was that? Can you say?
No, I'm not going to do that. But I respect dude.
Exactly. And you're not going to say
dude.
His name because you
that's
do
a
respect
real nigga. That's what real niggas do. That shit was weird. Now you went back on the desk and did some weird shit. Fuck out of here. Anyway, next fight, man.
Damn, bro. You're angry.
It's just weird.
I mean, rightfully so, though. I'd be pissed off, too. Because it's like,
weird,
so now
bro.
You're on your platform.
Saying some weird shit to make me look like a dickhead. Like,
yeah.
But once again, that's a bully mentality almost. That's like insecurities of him being like, oh, him doing that shit, that's weird. Like, I don't do that. I don't fuck
you're
with
saying
that.
It's a cop out.
But
100%.
Nah. See, this is why I said, like, and this is why it's business and then it's real street politics. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's bringing street politics to business. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are just trying to have conversations. At the end of the day, if we really wanted to say something and press you, we would have pressed you that day.
Facts.
After
and
the fight.
Saw you
when we seen you that day.
And you saw how you was moving. It was all respect, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That like, you up everything. No. Like, don't do that.
Don't
now.
Do
oh,
that.
That's the weakest
you know what I'm
thing.
Saying?
Bro, if when we seen you, it could have been on when I seen you.
Dead ass.
I could have had a whole different type of energy, but I didn't have that. I was like, yo, whatever. You know, I'm not like that.
Nobody bringing politics in here.
Yo, the fight game is weird.
Fight game
is
a bunch
finished.
Of weirdos
these
talking about
weird,
nothing.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why we respectfully leave you clowns in the fucking circus. All right?
You
want to sit here and talk all that? Oh yeah, it's weird if we do. Fuck you. Stay in your fucking circus. All right?
I like
Dang.
That one.
There you go. There you go. Anyway, let's get to the fight. So my next fight.
I don't even know. What are we going to... We've been jumping all
the
over.
The main... Oh, no. You
we didn't
even
get to the main
Chitty.
Yet. But a fight that I like early on, Chitty. We got my man's fighting.
Julio
Oh,
Ars.
You have a few friends
yep.
on this
Let's
card.
Let's go down. There we go.
Andre Petrowski. Versus Jacob Malkoon. This is going to be two wrestlers going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Two grapplers. How's Andre Petrowski on the feet? How's his hands?
I think he's getting better. And I think he's developing, you know, so... Is he? I got him picked in this fight and not because it's someone that I train with. It's just genuinely I have him picked in this fight. If I didn't know him, I would pick him in this fight.
I would agree, honestly. Jacob Malkoon, his, I think, on the feet, it's non-existent, bro. He backpacks the entire fight nonstop.
And I don't think he's going to be able to backpack.
Right, Petrosky, who's the wrestler.
Grappling is really good.
Right, yeah. But
Do we tend to like those fights? I'm just saying, like, if it's intense, right? Like, if they're scrambling the whole time.
If it's, like, more even,
right?
All if it's one-sided, it's
one-sided,
like,
is just fucking whack.
Damn.
Like, just like, damn. I expect some scrambles. I want scrambles. In wrestling matches, I want to see a wrestling match.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do some scrambles. Go for some shit.
Well, Khabib, he does, like, big damage.
Big damage.
Yeah. So, like, during the grappling exchange.
Yeah, do something.
It's not just laying there. And Petrosky will do some damage on the top.
Yeah, hopefully.
And he also has good submissions. So yeah. I think that he will see him hunting for submissions here. Stuff like that. So that's my pick for this one.
Yeah, I take Petrosky as well. My plus 170 favorite or underdog, so to minus 205 for Jacob Malkoon. So not a bad one to throw some money on there. If you're a betting person.
Facts. Oh, the pleasure man.
Pleasure Man versus Ibo Aslan. I'm guessing this guy's making his debut.
Yeah,
he has no photo. But the Pleasure Man, this guy's hilarious. The fact that he won on the Dana White Contender Series and then didn't get picked because of his performance and also like his interview after. Do you remember? He's like, he didn't know Dana White was there. And he's like, someone told him, like, oh, you fought in front of Dana. How did that feel? He's like, Dana? Dana's here? Like, he was going crazy. He was so surprised that Dana was there watching the fights.
He has like a surfer dude personality.
Yeah, and he's from Sweden. Yeah. Yo,
mad funny. I like watching the dude. He's decent grappling. Unfortunately, his UFC debut, he had to fight
yeah, who was it again?
Heavyweight, Jelton Almeida.
Oh, right. And he got worked.
And he got worked by Jelton, I believe. But I think the dude got a ton of potential. I think he's in a good spot right now to kind of, you know.
It says debut was Vitor Petrino.
Was it not? What, did he fight Jelton Almeida, or am I mixing him up?
And then he lost to Tyson Pedro. Oh, no, he did. You're right. Okay. He did. Jelton Almeida. Yeah.
So
he's on a 3-fight losing streak, though.
Yeah. That's why I said he's in a good position. He fought tough guys, but I do think that he has a ton of potential, and this is his opportunity here to kind of show them. Because I watch him fight, and I think he's decent. I think he does have some skill, especially on the ground.
I mean, he was 8-0 before coming into the UFC, so, yeah. I mean, it's not obviously not bad. It's still green, though, but...
He's 8-0 before coming to the UFC. Now he's 8-3. It's tough, but I still think that if he wins this, maybe he could turn that around. I'm hoping he does. But what it seems like is he's making his debut against a fucking a monster.
Let's see. 12-1 from Turkey. He's on a 4-fight win streak. TKO, KO, TKO, TKO. Oh, he's a Dana White Contender Series guy also.
No.
Oh, wait. He already fought him, and he beat him by submission.
Where?
This Pleasure Man did.
Pleasure Man, that's actually pretty wild.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a story.
I'm tuning in. Just, I'm locked in
that's
now.
That's an Atlantic type
insane.
Of story.
Bro, 12 wins all by knockout or TKO.
Oh, mercy.
And his only loss is to Pleasure Man, so that's actually pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. No odds on that one, though, so. We got Julio Arce and Herbert Burns.
Yes.
Julio Arce is the big favorite at minus 455, probably the biggest favorite on the card.
I can't stress it enough. We talk about it every time this dude fights, how good he is. I just don't think he's fought up to his potential yet. And when that day comes, I'm excited to see. Because look at the guys. Just pull up Julio Arce's record, man. Julio Arce doesn't get the credit he deserves. And I just think that if you're looking at a guy with a skill set, Julio Arce is him, man. He got a really good skill set. It's just the guys that he's fought. He's eking out. He's losing on these like split decisions and close losses. Granted, he got finished by Song Yadong. But
right.
It's always tough guys. You know, it's just his matchups, I think. But I like Julio Arce. I think Julio Arce still got some time in this game, bro, to really do something and turn it around.
It's hilarious that he has two losses to Brian Kelleher in Ring of Combat.
Yeah, it's wild.
Back to back.
And that's the thing. He's also making full circle moment in Atlantic City. So that's
true.
Cool.
Yeah, that's nice. But he's also a Dana White Contender Series guy. He has a win over Dan Ige, Daniel Tamor, Julian Arosa, Andre Ewell, Daniel Santos. But in his last 6 fights, he's been loss, win, you know, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss.
He's been inconsistent. But, I mean, if you look at the guys, some of those performances, man, those performances are solid, bro. Like, his skill set is really good. Like, the footwork, the angles, I mean, just clean stand-up. And also, I remember coming up with the dude. I talk about all the time. Like, he was undefeated for a long time. Brian Kelleher just had his number. Brian Kelleher beat him twice.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But so he was like, just running through dudes, man. Even on the amateur circuit, I remember he was like 15-0 as an amateur.
Damn, yes.
Then he went pro and was just cooking everybody. He was a Golden Glove champion, like the dude.
Oh, damn, really?
Dude could fight. Dude could fight. Mm-hmm. Once he got to the UFC, he just started having some trouble.
Yeah. Kind of sucks, but Herbert Burns, though, I mean, in this fight, I don't know. What does he got? Jiu-jitsu, grappling, that's really it?
Jiu-jitsu, I think.
I mean, how's Julio Arce on the ground?
I think he's decent. I think he has good wrestling. I think he can stop the jiu-jitsu onslaught. And I think he picks him apart on the feet. If I had to make a pick here or bet, I would go with Julio Arce.
By TKO, KO?
TKO.
Uh-huh. Well, like I said, biggest favorite on the card probably is -455 to +350. So
nice.
Who else? We got Nate Landwehr.
We got Nate the Train, bro. I love this dude. I fucking love this dude, bro.
So wait, what's the difference between him and then another loud southern person? See?
Yo, but Nate ain't trying to sell me nothing. Nate ain't advertising nothing. Nate is just like sometimes motherfuckers don't be funny. They just be loud. Nate is funny. And Nate's not always loud. Nate just funny. You know, and I don't see a lot of Nate like everywhere. Nate not everywhere doing the most.
True.
You know what I'm saying? When I do see Nate, I fuck with Nate. He's Nate being is funny. Nate remind me just a black dude from New York. Like I feel like Nate could be a guy from New York. Like,
you gave him a black card.
Yeah, I just fuck with Nate, bro. I fuck with Nate. Nate's cool. Nate's cool to me, bro. Like, I feel like Nate is like a version of Mike Perry.
Even though
I don't like Mike Perry as much, not that I hate him, I'm just saying, but I'm a fan of Nate. Nate's funny.
Nate's great.
Can fight.
And he can fight. And yeah, on the mic, he's hilarious too, like you said.
Nah. Unintentionally funny.
Unintentionally. Not trying. Nate's funny. And Nate can fight. I like the way that he can fight. He's entertaining. Nate got something.
I 100% concur.
I agree.
Yeah.
Odds on that one, though. +170, so is the underdog against Jamal Emmers at -205.
Mm. And Nate is one of those people that I feel like if he... I'm not watching Nate fight to watch him win because I'm not like looking at his skill set and in awe of his skill set. I'm just like, yo, Nate is a motherfucker, and I want to see this motherfucker throw hands and get on the mic after, put on a war, and get on the mic after and say some shit. And I'm like, yeah, good for you, Nate. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, bro. That's what I like about Nate. Like, I don't know. I'm not there for his skill set. And I feel like he's one of those fighters. Some fighters could lose, and their value, and their stock don't go down.
Right.
I feel like Nate came in the game, and he's automatically one of those people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nate could take a loss, and it's just like, all right, that's Nate.
So you believe he could beat... you believe he could beat this dude?
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to win this fight. But listen, I'm not tuning in because of Son. I'm tuning in because of Nate.
Period.
All right.
It is what it is. There's just a few guys. Nate Landwehr, whatever his name is. And Nate Diaz is one of them that could lose and people still going to watch. Masvidal could just lose. People going to watch. There's just a few fighters that his stock just don't drop. Usually when they fight, you're just going to watch them. It don't matter.
I mean, the fights he's been in, too, like you said, are crazy.
Yeah, the fights are exciting. Whether they win, lose, or draw, you're like, damn.
Nate the Train, baby.
In the UFC.
All right, now we get to the main card.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off, we got Chidi Njuquani versus Rice McKee. I'm surprised that the odds are this close. Oh, yeah. I feel like Chidi would be much bigger favorite in this fight.
Mm.
I mean, anything bad against Rice McKee, but bro, the fights that we've seen him in, he's gotten cooked in every single fight. Jesus.
Yeah.
He's gotten like rocked multiple times and just.
But to be fair, he made his debut. His name is Skeletor.
Yeah. Right?
He made against his debut Hamzat. At 45.
His UFC debut?
UFC debut at 45.
I thought he fought.
Or was it 55? But he was a 45 champ.
Before
he came to the UFC. 45 champ. Then he was 55. Then he came up to 70. You know what I mean? And I thought that even when he came to 70, his first fight at 70 was Hamzat.
Yeah, he fought Hamzat, yeah.
And the dude, he was fighting a he was a four. Remember, I used to always say about Hamza, where I was like, oh, he fought a 45er initially, so right. I need to see more. This was the guy I was talking about.
Right. This was his debut. He took the fight on short notice.
That wasn't his debut because he got released and came back.
Did he? Let me
I
see.
I believe so. I'll yeah, this guy right is a 40. He fought at 45, if I'm not mistaken.
It says his UFC debut was Hamza Chimaev.
All right, go before that. Right before that fight, click that. The fight right before Hamza Chimaev. All right,
This one is. Let me see. I'll just look at who this guy is. He is 185. It says.
Nah, man, I'm telling you, this guy fought at. I don't know why.
I do remember what you're talking
this
about.
This guy fought at 45 at one point, bro. He fought at 45.
100%. This guy's 155, so yeah, he probably did.
He fought at 45. He won the belt at 45. Then he was a 55 champ, and he took the fight against Hamza short notice at 170. Then he went back down into UFC and fought at 55 again.
It looks like he's been fighting all over because he's got 170, 155, 145. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy fluctuates. He fights every weight. And
that can't be good, is it?
No, it can't be good for you. But like, I mean, he's trying to figure out where what works for him best. You know.
Yeah, true.
You know, he's probably still in the process of figuring out his body. But with that being said, I do think that Chidi Njokuani is a great striker. The dude has been in plenty of wars already at 85. In Bellator, he was I believe he was Bellator champ.
Damn, was he?
70.
Really?
Yeah, he's Bellator shit. Champ at 70. Yeah. Chidi Bang was a bad boy, you know what I mean? And
he's been around, yeah.
Been around for a bit. I think he's too experienced for this dude, McKee. And I think he gets the job done.
Damn, but you know how Dana always talks about, like, oh, if you help or if you do the UFC a favor, we'll always, you know, look out for you, we'll always help you out.
Dana said that?
Yeah, he's openly said that before, like. But do you think with someone like Rice McKee taking that short notice fight against Hamza and always stepping up and taking these fights, do you think that's like, do you think they will prolong his career in the UFC, or do you think another loss is like another bad loss? Say he gets like fucked up so bad again, they're like, all right, dude, you're done. Like,
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, when guys lose, right, you would be like, oh, I wish they gave this guy another chance. It's all about if you're a liability or not. You know what I mean? If you're a liability of getting hurt, or they don't want to be liable to, you know what I mean, to seeing someone that's just getting damaged like
cooked.
That, and they constantly have to pay medical bills. And, you know what I mean? If you constantly getting worked, I don't think it's anything personal. I think it's like, it doesn't make any sense. The fans aren't interested. And then your liability.
True. I guess that makes sense, honestly. And also, Excessive was right. He said he got cut after he fought Hamzat, lost. Alex Morono lost. Then he got cut, went back to Cage Warriors, got 3 TKO KO wins in a row, and then fought Angelusa and lost to him. That's where he was getting fucked up.
There we go.
Bad.
There
yeah, that's go. Where he was getting
so
fucked
up. So I knew this guy was cut and came back. You be trying to make me look crazy on him.
No, well, I don't know if he fought at. Let me see. I'll pull up these guys.
Now I'm back to doing research.
165. This guy fought.
Oh man, but yeah. And my pick here is gonna be Anthony Njokuani. I mean,
yeah.
What's his name? Anthony
Chidi Njokuani.
Yeah,
yeah. I agree. He's taking this one honestly, but I could see him finishing him too on the feet. Chitty, though, -170 favorite to +142 for Rice McKee. Like I said, surprised that it's that close. Nice. I feel like it would have been much bigger.
Next up, Bill Algeo, another former Ring of Combat guy, local guy. He's in New Jersey.
Oh, he's from Jersey?
I mean, he used to fight Ring of Combat. Jersey guy, right? Nope. take it away. What do y'all think?
Bill Algeo, he's had a lot of fights in the UFC, honestly, hasn't he? Let me see. Senor Perfecto, on a 2-fight win streak, submission over TJ Brown and a unanimous decision over Alexander Hernandez. Oh, shit, I forgot about that. What's his name? Alexander Hernandez. That was his debut at 145, right?
Yeah, that was supposed to be, you know, that was a good upset, I think.
Yeah, definitely. He's a long, lanky guy. I feel like he's a... well-rounded
super
fighter. Yeah, I feel like he's well-rounded fighter, like good on the feet and also good in grappling.
My thing is, I feel like if you're coming out of Ring of Combat, you're fighting. Ring
Demons.
Combat is just, it's weird like that, man.
Demons.
Like, you fighting, it's just so, it's something gritty and just raw. But the show is not put together. I love CFFC. I love these other organizations, right? The local feeders. But like, something about Ring of Combat is no dress, it's not dressed up. It's nothing. It's just like, oh, this guy, what's your record? Oh, you undefeated? Oh, what's your record? Oh, you undefeated with X amount of KOs? That's the match.
So you're saying like killers in ring
it's
combat?
It's killers. Just guys are just fighting. You ring combat guys, you're just fighting killers, bro. Like,
damn, that's wild.
It's just nasty work.
Do you think
just, you're getting like,
and you're not getting paid like that, bro?
And you're not getting paid. Yeah. Negley is not paying you, and but the fights are just fucking crazy. Brutal.
Do you think it's because like the tri-state area? Just there's so many people.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's that place, gems come out of ring combat, bro.
I mean, look how many fighters from Ring of Combat in the UFC. And champions, too.
Champions. Chris Weidman.
Aljo.
No, Aljo was CFFC.
Oh, really? I thought it was Marab. I mean,
Matt Serra, Marab, myself. Like, Ring of Combat is just, I don't know. Ring of Combat was just gritty. And the crazy way Ring of Combat is set up is that we in a basement, bro. You know the basement. You fought in Ring of Combat, so you know the basement. You got to come upstairs to fight. And when someone leaves the room, I don't know if I told a story before, right? But you would leave the room. They're separated, blue corner, red corner. And naturally, if you're in red corner, blue corner, the people in that room, it's like that's your team in a way. Like, yeah. All right, you rooting for dude. You see it's your time. You know his time is up. He about to go out. You're not up to like four or five fights, so you chilling. You see him warming up a thing. You go out. When he go out, everybody claps. He's walking out. Damn, you know what I mean? Like, wild. Yeah, go get him, bro. You don't know him from nowhere, but you're like, yo, go ahead. Do your thing, bro. And then the fight starts. There's like a little ass TV. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. You know, and you just hear the crowd. So you just, but you hear the ring because you're in the basement. The ring is above you. So you just hear boom, boom. You hear the ring just doom, doom. And you hear the crowd, oh, doom, doom. Right? And then you hear ding, 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 ding.
That's wild. Yeah.
Fight's done, right? Now you're just sitting there wondering, especially when the TV's not there. Everybody's just sitting there like, damn, what happened? Son come back in, he can either come back happy or sad, right?
Yeah.
Come back in. Sometimes they come back in lumped up, looking crazy, cut up. And you just try not to look, bro. You don't say damn, nothing. You're just like, damn, bro.
As holy
it
shit.
Makes you, it gives you anxiety because you're like, that's not going to be me.
True.
Now you're warming up. That's not going to be me, bro. So you're thinking like, it's just, the setup is just fucking janky. And like,
That's legit like gladiator stuff.
It is. It really is.
It really is.
100%. That's what it is.
Where do they do this at? Where's the basement? Or
Atlantic City.
Oh, it's in AC?
At the Tropicana.
At the Tropicana. Holy I think Lou Neglia is the one that set up the undercard on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, on the UFC.
Oh,
damn, really?
They usually get their local guys.
Oh, that's true.
That's actually pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
I didn't know that.
So that's why most of the Ring of Combat guys, you could see them.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I didn't know that. That's actually really cool.
As you should, though.
As you should. Like, you know, that's the area.
Their home,
that's
their hometown, where they came up, essentially.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's so many stories. So many stories. You know what I'm saying? But Ring of Combat is just demons. Gregor, LaFleur.
Yeah.
Damn true, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what Caitlin came out of.
Caitlin was CFFC, I think.
Okay. Right. Oh, yeah, she was CFFC.
Yeah. But it is what it is. Chris Wade, you know. Yeah, so many people.
The tri-state area is fucking wild, bro. To be honest
with
you,
that's what I'm saying.
If you fight in the tri-state area, you fight in demons.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, every gym out here was, in Jersey, was fucking talented.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I went to Atlanta.
Frank Yeager.
Edgar,
Joe Pyfer is also from
Ring of Combat.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I remember seeing him like in his. He used to command that crowd.
He did. He
from the early days. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, I remember he lost on the same card I was on. Like, I won the title. Like, I was co-main and he was main. I won and then he was just like, "Yeah, I'm about to do my thing." And a dude that was in the same room as me, he was supposed to cook dude.
Yeah.
And then you just, you know, shit happens.
That's what it is, a rare combat. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know, bro.
You just don't know, son. Mm-hmm. Dude came out there swinging, like throwing. And I'm just like, you know, Pipefield just.
And he's still young and was super green at that time. He's still putting people away. You know what I mean? So.
Damn, yeah.
Julio Arce. We said that earlier. Julio Arce was there, too.
Bill Algeo now. But that being said about Bill Algeo in combat, who do you think takes this? Kyle Nelson. What do we know about him? He looks like that other dude. At first glimpse, he looks like that other fighter that was really, really fucking good.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
What's his name? Chat, what is his name? What other fighter does Kyle Nelson look like? He just fought recently. He lost maybe a few months ago, but it was a crazy fight that he was winning.
Oh, fuck. He's from like Uzbekistan or fucking.
He's
like
from one of those crazy countries. He might even be from Ireland.
I know exactly what you're talking about. He looks like someone that would be like an NPC in Skyrim or some shit.
Oh, shit.
He has that face. But who is that, actually? Let me see. Oh, no one has said anything. I don't know.
But anyway, I don't know much about Kyle Nelson, But I'm hoping Bill Algea gets it done.
Give it up to the ring combat guy. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know much about him either, but he's big favorite at -218 to +180. So
next up, my guy, Nur Sultan. I cannot say his last name.
Ruzibov
versus
Cedriquis Dumas. Yes, how can Cedriquis fight? Didn't he get like arrested for some shit recently? Like,
he can still fight.
That's no issue. Like,
it was like a domestic thing.
Domestic violence or some shit.
I don't know if it was domestic violence. It was a domestic issue. Bro, why are we bringing up this nigga?
Because I'm curious. Like, this is the only sport that like. If you get arrested, like they're like, oh, you're good. You could do like you ain't no problems here.
But we don't know if was he convicted or anything. We don't know.
What I'm saying in other terms, I didn't see him get
arrested. What I saw was an interaction with the police.
Oh, I saw that he was like recording it.
Yes, I didn't see him get arrested.
But I
saw him being a dumbass and like just saying weird shit. But I don't mean.
But in general, like
this the guy that was saying weird shit.
Yeah,
he was on live or some shit.
Yeah, and I'm like,
that's the guy.
Yeah, and I'm like, bro, what you're saying is like.
What was he saying?
You sound dumb, bro.
Like, what was he saying?
And I'm not pro police at all, especially being from New York. You know what I mean? But like,
fuck them niggas.
It was very odd. It was very odd. So, especially you know when somebody's wrong and just like you're just saying.
Well, he's just saying that to look right.
Yeah, he's saying weird shit. But anyway, Nur Sultan. I think Nur Sultan mauls this dude. Nur Sultan is an incredible talent, you know, from Uzbekistan.
This is only, I think, his second fight in the UFC?
Yeah. First one lasted, 15 seconds?
Yeah, he knocked the guy out.
That man's a demon.
Yeah.
Whoever signed that man to the UFC is about to get a check for the rest of your life, bro.
Yeah, he knocked that man out.
That man is a demon.
Yeah, no, Nozatar gets the job done handily, I think.
You train with him in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Man, demon, bro.
I think he's solid. He's real solid.
And then, it's just so. I tell people this all the time. When you go to. Where you have like a team behind you that support you, that do everything for you, like, and you know you're a talent and you work hard, like, you're gonna be a superstar. Like, I feel like
once you have that support.
Support.
And he has a whole country behind him.
He has a fucking cult ass country. It's not even funny. Like, he's a president, and he's a president in his fucking country.
Yeah, he'll like meet the president and stuff like
Damn,
that.
Damn, really?
Like, he is the president.
We went out to eat with him the other day, right? And just like the way you see how just they treat him, you know, at this restaurant. We went in there. As soon as we walked in, everybody was like,
two black ass motherfuckers.
Two black dudes walking in there, like, that's like, what the hell? But it was super regal. And then the owner, like, they took care of him, you know what I mean? And you could see the brotherhood with the Muslims. They have, like, a different kind of brotherhood, you know what I mean, when it comes to, like, their training and things that they do everything together, you know what I mean? So you have, like, that whole big support behind you like that. Yeah. That's tremendous.
That's tremendous, bro.
That's going to help. That helps.
That boosts this whole shit. And he's already fucking
and he's really good
a powerhouse. He's really good. He's really good at everything.
Yeah.
Like, striking, like, you know, it's offbeat, you know, his wrestling... Jiu-jitsu. I don't even know what to.
Nah, he's solid.
He's good.
Solid. He's just good all around.
And Cedriquis, I would say he's still pretty green.
Yeah, he's green.
New to the UFC and his record, 9-1? Nur Sultan, his record is fucking, what is it, 38? They're 33-8.
It's like, type of motherfuckers that just fight, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you just be like, yo, you know what? Fuck it. Like, you be in your country. It could be a street fight. Fuck it. Put it in my record. Let's do this shit.
I mean, he's got over 40 fights, professional fights. That alone is crazy. Yeah, that number is insane.
And like, just how many bodies you probably got in there?
Yeah, seriously.
Nah, son.
But would you say this is like a toss up for Nur Sultan with a fight with
like Cedric?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's. Everybody in the UFC is tough. Also, you got to realize the guys he was fighting. Yeah, he has like a lot of fights, but we don't know the level of the guys he was fighting over there.
True.
You know, but he is good, but it's different when you come into the UFC now and you're fighting other talents. I wouldn't say it's an alley-oop. I think it's a good fight for him, and it's going to help him grow and get better as well. But I do think he's a motherfucker, and I do think he deals with this dude pretty handily. But I don't think they did him any favors here.
You know what's cool about that, though? Like, you can have 40 fights. Mm-hmm. You can feel so fucking comfortable. Like, again, yes, you have to still work the talent level to continue to improve. But you're going to be so comfortable in there. Like,
that's what the experience
is. Giving it a fuck. That experience, just be like,
That's huge.
That's huge,
that's
bro.
That's huge. There's nothing that more that could be said about, like, having experience, bro. It's so underrated because sometimes, and I we've spoken about this before on here. It's like sometimes you see a guy fight, right? And you're like, damn, this guy is actually pretty good in training. And you're like, when you see him fight, he's not fighting to his ability. Mm-hmm. And you can see he's like tunnel vision, and he's just like in that zone, locked in. And that zone is good, but sometimes it could be a fucking hindrance. You know what I mean? Because when you're in that zone and you're so focused, you don't see the bigger picture. You got to rely on your coaches way too much for them to see the yell shit at you to do. But when you have that clarity, you're comfortable and you're used to being in there, you're used to being in a fight, you're still nervous, which is good. You still got the nerves, still got the adrenaline, but you can command the space. Mm-hmm. You can see everything. It feels like sparring, and that is so valuable. And that's how fighters, veterans get out them young guys early when they say, I'm going to get them early. Like Floyd, how he got Canelo early.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to get him early because he doesn't have that experience. He's good, but I know where he can be. And if you get them while they're still in that, the lights are still bright for them, and your experience, you could cook them early, you know? So that's very important, I think, just having that comfortability in there. So a motherfucker with 38 fights, he comfortable. 40?
Comfortable.
He's very comfortable.
Well, even more comfortable with these odds, minus 258 to plus 210, so
nice.
He's got some heavy odds on him.
Nice, nice.
All right, up next, we spoke about it a little bit, Chris Weidman, Bruno Silva.
Mm-hmm. Who's your pick there?
I think I got to go Bruno Silva. Honestly, I think Chris Weidman, I think he's done. It's no disrespect, like former champ and all, but yeah. I mean, his last fight against Brad Tavares looked abysmal. It looked really bad. And like Troy was saying before, I think after this, win or lose, it's got to be retire.
Mm. I think he needs to win. He needs to win this fight so he can retire. He needs, if it's any fight, like a championship fight, this is it. Right here.
Yeah, true.
I feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he needs his fight to just go ride into the sunset.
Agreed.
No.
Agreed. Next up, Vicente Luque versus Joaquin Buckley. We spoke about that. My pick is Buckley.
I'm going with Vicente on this one. Co-main event, too.
Both of y'all picked Vicente.
Yeah, Luque.
And for the main event, we didn't speak about that.
Let's main event, number 2, Aaron Blanchfield versus number 3, Manon Fiorot. This is definitely a title, what's it called?
Eliminator.
Yeah, title eliminator fight. Aaron Blanchfield has been on a tear throughout the women's flyweight division.
No one beats her, man.
Her wrestling, grappling is so good.
Yeah, I agree.
I
have nothing to say. I think her grappling is tremendous. I think her grappling is top tier. I think her grappling is elite. I think her striking is underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just her way she's built. She's strong. She knows what to do on top. She's one of those people, she get on top of you, you ain't getting up. I've seen her from the amateur days. She fought Tanisha, twice.
Oh, damn,
and
really?
We know how good Tanisha could be.
Yep.
You know?
She's young,
she's solid,
too, bro.
She's super young.
24.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's insane.
She's a real talent. She's like a solid talent.
I've seen her train in like Jersey with like top level like black belts.
And she held her own.
Damn,
in the beginning,
really?
She was holding cooked her own.
Years ago. Damn, bro. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine that.
It just levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Who's in the top of that division?
Manon Fiorot is number 2. I'll pull it up right now.
Who is that?
What's crazy is I think that's not even going to be close. I think Blanchfield's going to run through her. I don't think it's going to be competitive.
Here we go. We got Alexa Grasso, champ, Valentina Shevchenko, Aaron Blanchfield, Manon Fiorot, Macy Barber, Jessica Andrade, Caitlin Marina, Rose Namajunas.
Chick Hagan.
Amanda Hibas.
He didn't know that.
No, I know. Because I knew that was, but I was trying to
respectful.
Name.
Right,
yeah,
awful.
I know that was Caitlin Chikugan.
It's the way you just said that too.
Yeah, I butchered it. I was like, I'm trying to be respectful. I butchered her name. But
so the champ, I think her in the mix is very interesting. And honestly, I think she beats the champion right now,
Alexa Grasso. I don't know. Alexa Grasso.
That's a big statement, right?
What about Valentina Shevchenko?
I think Shevchenko showed holes in the grappling department where Blanchfield is really, really strong.
Mm.
Styles do make fights. Yeah. I'm still a Valentina fan.
Yeah, me too, but I think Aaron, I think Aaron just mauls them all, man.
Soy said she's the youngest ever EBI winner as well, so she's a credentialed ass grappler.
Damn.
Fioro's size might make her hard to get down.
Well, we'll see.
She's a different animal, son. I've seen it personally, firsthand. She's a different animal, son. Yeah,
she really is.
I mean, if you're training with guys like that too on a daily basis, like bigger dudes, I feel like that obviously has
that
to
helps.
Yeah, 100%. Has to be a helpful thing. I mean, and especially if she's dominating too, that dominating them, that's like a confidence boost right
and
there.
I think body type plays a lot into just like grappling styles and shit like that. Like she's like really compact, you know what I mean? Big butt, big legs, you know what I mean? I think she gets on top of people and like. It's just hard to get wet. And right. She knows what she's doing. Like, she's really sophisticated. You ain't going nowhere, man.
Damn, that's pinned. Wild.
So she has the natural build and the...
And the ability. And the technical ability.
And the... Yeah. Soy Boy said Grasso also has bad takedown defense and not much get-up ability, so wouldn't be surprised if Blanchfield mauled her.
Damn. Yeah, that's my pick.
Hey. Yeah, I believe that, too.
Yeah, I'm taking her as well. I mean, she's at minus 198 to plus 164 for Manon Fiorot.
So, hypothetically, if you had to put a parlay together, let me see.
Hypothetically.
Parlay would be, first one, Blanchfield.
Blanchfield? How many put together?
I'm going to say four.
So, Blanchfield.
Blanchfield.
At minus 198.
Yeah. Buckley.
Buckley at plus 100.
Nurseltan.
Nurseltan at minus 250.
Keep going, go down. Sure, oh, Chitty.
Chitty at minus 170.
Yeah, I'm still adding. Keep, go, go, oh, go.
Okay.
Go. Petrowski.
Petrowski, a plus 170. So there you go. You got an underdog.
Yeah, that's my parlay if I had to make
that's
a parlay.
That's five.
Hypothetical parlay.
Yeah, that would be it.
Nice. There you go, people. If you're the betting type, get on that. That's the entire card.
There it is.
You wow. See, you see, Demetrius Johnson win the what was that, like the jiu-jitsu world?
I got so motivated. I went to jiu-jitsu gi last night
because of that video.
I went to gi class,
dude. He
and I signed up for a tournament.
Really?
100%.
You didn't tell me.
Nice.
100%.
Where did
you
do
it? Tell me.
Where is it?
What, the Grapplers Industries?
What's Brooklyn. That?
Why you kiss your teeth, bro? Why you kiss your teeth, bro?
He knows some information.
Why you kiss your teeth? Why you kiss your teeth?
This nigga didn't sign up to no fucking EBI or some shit.
What's going on with him?
Also, so grappling underground.
ADCC. You know what I'm saying?
Like, go to ADCC. Hell no, bro.
Your whole black belt.
I'm not going there.
What you talking about?
I'm an MMA fighter.
So that don't mean shit.
What does that mean?
I'm an MMA fighter.
So your black belt don't mean shit.
It means a lot. My black belt is top tier.
Top tier, right?
Yeah.
Top tier.
But why would I? Could I? You want to go compete against JT fucking Torres, Nick?
I'm just saying.
Is it for money?
You got to respect that. JT Torres, you got to respect that. Yeah, this is what they do day in and day out. And their strength conditioning programs, like this,
they
is what
dedicated.
They do. They're dedicated
to
that. To
jiu-jitsu.
As a fighter, your times is split.
So
you
then,
gotta fight. You got to do wrestling, boxing, kickboxing.
So then, what is the one you signed up for?
Grappling Industries.
Like, what would you consider it? Like, not amateur, obviously. It's still professional.
No,
grappling.
it's just not a big, well known, like, you know, grappling event. I know you're laughing.
He's
like,
loving
like,
it.
Like, well, this nigga don't even do gi. Like, you can't even talk. You don't even do gi. All right? So I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going into a tournament.
Good for you.
And
yeah.
I'm saying, wearing my gi, and I'm running. I'm resting my ego to the side, and I'm jumping in.
Good for you.
Yo, this nigga just hyped up a whole situation.
How?
You just made it a whole situation. That's
how?
What you did.
It's a grappling event.
All right.
Why would you? When last you competed in a grappling event? So don't talk, man. You ain't been in a
What's
grappling
the last
event?
Time you been in a grappling event?
I got trophies and medals.
No,
in
no,
there
no, no,
to
no,
show
no,
you.
No, it's no, been the most minute. Recent one.
But I got trophies and medals to show you.
You want to do this? It's been a minute.
Not people gonna say I'm taking up for you, but you do all those like little tournaments all the time, like the.
Yo, I'm being a novice. I'm being a novice.
There you go.
I'm being a novice. I'm being a novice cooking. I'm being a novice going crazy, bro.
You got a sword?
Minutes.
You got a sword?
Yes, I do have a sword. I have a sword. I got medals. Don't try to naga shame me. You're trying to naga shame me, bro. We all did naga.
Phil was there.
Yeah,
I was there.
You was, bro. Oh, and I did a super match against fucking Hene Souza.
That was your last match, right?
That was my last match. But why are you trying to... I forgot about that. Yeah, I did a super fight.
I was there.
I got two super fights.
Two super fights, right?
Yeah, fuck out of here. Against credentials grapplers.
Credential?
Yeah. Right. Come on, bro. That first dude, you know that first dude, he passed away. You know,
oh,
RIP
shit.
To him.
Mm-hmm. Damn, wait. Yeah. When? Or
a
who?
A while ago. a while ago. The first guy I competed against in that.
I remember that one, too.
At Rise.
That was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I did compete at Rise.
Damn, what?
You competed at Rise, too?
Yeah.
See? Oh, come on, bro. You know what it is.
But ain't no fucking grappling injuries. I mean, Rise is different than grappling injuries.
It is.
Yeah. But
okay. Listen, bro.
Okay.
You don't know who's going to show up.
All right. We told Mark. Is it Naga or grapple industries? What's better?
Probably Naga.
Naga is better?
Probably. It's probably more
oh, no.
More
so,
known.
Okay. Grapple industries is the less.
I've never heard of grapple industries.
Yeah, we never meet.
So, yeah. How'd you find it then?
I found it. I was online and I saw it. I saw
it was one of those ads. Yeah, I was going to say on Instagram or some shit.
I saw an ad on Instagram.
Are you serious?
People, like,
this nigga about to bro. Get a he about to be absolute champion. He's about to be yo. Black belt champion.
Listen, bro.
He's going to put it in his Instagram bio.
He's going to be like, yo.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to compete in my gi. I'm showing up against other black belts in my gi. I'm going to put my black belt to the test in a gi.
Yeah.
Like a G.
Good for you.
You know what I'm saying? G to gi. Shout out to Mighty Mouse for the inspiration.
Can people go?
Mighty Mouse was cooking. Yeah, it could go.
Do I need tickets?
Yeah.
I'll go.
Yeah, pull up. Pull up, man. We can vlog it. We can go crazy.
When is this?
Yeah,
it's
going to
be May. May 11th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's official.
Yeah, let's go.
That's hilarious.
All right.
But yeah, Mighty Mouse. Yo, he. Oh,
you should sign up. That's what you should do. You should sign up. Yeah.
To this event?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
You should sign up, bro. You know, we should go.
What,
sign up.
What let's belt am I? A white belt.
Really?
Don't do that.
Continue in a gi?
Well, in a gi, you'll be a white belt, but that's crazy if you.
That's why.
Because you're not ranked officially.
That's what I'm saying.
But still,
what I'm saying.
If I was you, you can't do white belt.
Okay, so I'm going to go in there and be what? A blue belt?
I think you should just throw on the purple belt and go crazy.
I think
you should just throw it on
it's gonna be it. Abuse.
Yeah. Purple or brown and just jump in that bitch, bro. That's what I think.
That's what you would do.
That's what I would do.
I know that's what you would. I call you.
Because the white belts and the blue belts are not fair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Like you got fight experience, you got real life grapple experience. Like technically you're not that's like John think about it. Remember John Jones?
Yeah, I know.
Unranked.
I know.
With a white belt on.
Cooking
niggas. Like that's not right.
That's hilarious.
That's not right. You know, imagine you sign up. You every weekend, you know what I mean? Or you off work, you get off work, you drive to your jiu-jitsu for like just to have some
right,
fun.
Right, that's your hobby.
That's your hobby.
That's
you know what I mean? And your coach is like, you've been doing good in class, man. You know, let's just sign up. Let's sign up. Sign up for a tournament. Let's do it.
Yeah.
The whole team is there. The whole squad. The gym is supporting you.
You could do
you
it.
You get there, John Jones standing across from you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're like, hold up. That's not right.
That's not right. Hilarious. That was fun.
Nah, but I think you should do it. I think you should sign up purple brown belt and just fucking jump in there. And obviously for the no-gi, just do whatever. Just do advanced experts.
Yeah. That's what you doing no-gi too?
Yeah, I'm doing both.
May 11th.
May 11th. I think we should do it.
What's this, in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going. I'll watch.
Yeah, pull up. But anyway, we keep getting off topic. Shout out Mighty Mouse. He looked incredible.
That was the championship or the final match, right? Against the guy was like 250.
That was the absolute, yeah.
What's that? Grapple injuries too?
No, that was was that ADCC or some shit?
I don't
was
know.
It?
I'll pull it up.
Oh, that was sure. Worlds.
Was it? Am I tripping? Or was it IBJJF or some shit like that? I don't know.
I think it was IBJJF.
Okay.
Oh, no,
okay.
That was 2023, he said. I'm not sure.
Press it and you'll see the background.
Where?
Yeah, it was IBJJF. It was IBJJF. There it is.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
But still, pretty good.
That last credentials right there.
Yeah,
you need that.
It's pretty good. I think we should jump in and do one.
All right.
Because that was he was in a what is it?
Open weight.
He was in open weight. When he was an absolute. He won absolute against a guy that's massive.
What's absolute?
Absolute means like
you fight
no
any
weight class.
No weight class.
Every weight class after you beat everyone in your weight class.
Damn, that's fucking crazy. That's insane.
He did masters too as well. How old is he? Masters is what, 40 and up?
I think, yeah, 40 and up.
40 and up is Masters, so.
Damn, he's 40?
Shit. Yeah, Mighty Mouse. He wasn't moving like no 40-year-old in there. That motherfucker was cooking.
He's a squirrely-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, he's super technical.
But
bro.
He always been squirrely like that, though. Jeez. Just kind of just scrambling.
Oh, Kimura said 35 plus.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's not 40.
Is he? I think he is.
Nah, he's probably like 38.
I think he's like 36.
Is he?
He is 37.
Dang.
37.
Okay. Yo, what if he come back to the UFC?
I would love to see it. I would love to
see. He's cooking, though, in one.
He's still doing really good. I think he's still got it. And typically, the smaller guys slow down faster than the bigger guys. And he's still looking...
Like, he was just fucking doing flying arm bars and...
Bro, it's incredible to watch. That dude is a
But it's just he wasn't getting the credit that he deserved. Like, he fought Cejudo, like, a couple times.
You gotta remember, though, at his time, at his era in the UFC...
That's what I'm saying.
In that weight class, no one gave a fuck about that weight class. Out, until UFC became more mainstream, that weight class blew up after they made that trade.
That's what I'm saying.
If he was still there now, forget about it.
Who's that champ?
Right now?
Yeah.
What, 35 or 25?
25.
25. That was his...
That was... Who's 25? Oh, what's the guy named? Paul?
Penteja, yeah.
Oh, he was cooking.
I think so.
Kimura said he'd never come back. He just did a diss track on the UFC / Dana lying about it.
Dang. That's a diss track?
Apparently. What was it giving, Troy?
It's Mighty Mouse, man. Come on. A diss track?
That's like what Kimura said. I don't know. Like can like somebody confirm?
I mean,
it definitely wasn't a diss track.
He was just talking shit.
Yeah.
They're just talking shit in regards to the UFC. It wasn't... I mean,
he's made his money, I guess, and he made his mark. He's considered one of the greatest of all time.
Oh, no, most definitely. No. Like, seriously, I'm just talking about, like, for nowadays, even if he come back 35, who we fight at 35, Sean O'Malley?
That's a good question. How do you think he'd do against O'Malley?
Come on, dog.
Let's talk about it.
Come on, dog.
How do you think O'Malley, he would do against O'Malley? And I'm not saying nothing. How do y'all think he'd do against O'Malley?
Honestly, I think he'd do really well. I mean, the size of O'Malley... He fought with that guy. He fought twice now in a row. He knocked him out with that crazy knockout, that knee. Mm-hmm. That guy was probably even taller than O'Malley. And
we're talking about explosiveness. We're talking about just moving around. This man moves around.
And he
does
everything. He puts it all together.
And then, like, shit. Talking about him just wrestling, jiu-jitsu, climbing on your back. Man, O'Malley boxing. That's all I see. We never seen him taken down.
I've seen him get taken down. And throw up some triangles and stuff against Peter Yan.
Yeah, Peter Yan some good exchanges and stuff.
Nah.
I think he beats him. I think O'Malley beats him. Is that like UFC bias or some shit right now?
Definitely.
I think
you're an O'Malley fan though too.
I am, but I think he beats him, man. I think just that reach, the footwork, the elusiveness. I think it'd be hard for him to deal with.
You chop that leg. That man chops legs.
So you got to think he's not. It's not like he's undefeated and like we never see them lose. We see them take a couple L's, you know what I mean? So we know that he can be beat, but we still consider him the greatest of all time. But I still think that O'Malley can beat him, but I don't think O'Malley's the greatest of all time.
That man still chopped legs.
Yeah. But we saw O'Malley check kicks.
Allegedly.
We saw him.
Against who?
Against the last guy he fought.
Come on, Doug. Of course, I'll check a kick, just one kick at a time. No setup, no nothing. I feel bad for Cheeto in that fight. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Yeah, he got fucked up. Oh, actually, another fight we didn't speak about happened last weekend. You saw the guy that bit the other guy and got released from the UFC? His pay didn't get... They held
released,
his pay, too.
The Nevada State Athletic Commission withheld his pay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because he bit him. He's getting fined.
He bit somebody?
You ain't see that, bro? Son bit
a
dude.
Legit bite. You
like
see
at first
it.
When we saw it, I was like, "There's no way he bit him, bro." And I was like, "Wait, I thought he was using his face because his arm was stuck." He's using.
Yeah,
his
it looked
face
weird. It like, didn't even look like he could bite him.
Yo, son picked his arm up, a full on teeth, like a real bite, not like a little like a bite.
Like
mark
surprised it wasn't bleeding.
Yeah, it was like
or like teeth. A chunk missing.
That was crazy.
He got released immediately. Got his pay held by Nevada State.
His mouth was out of his mouth.
It was, I don't
yeah,
know.
True. How did he do his mouthpiece thing?
Your bottom teeth are exposed.
Nah, it was a full circle, though.
Yeah,
a full circle. You're right. So he got the top ones. I don't know. Maybe he had one of them little boiling bites garbage mouthpieces.
That's wild.
But
that's why he probably wasn't bleeding.
That's nuts, though. Like, why would you on your debut? He's undefeated too. You made your debut. He's frustrated. You're like, yo, alright, I want out of this fight. I want to get out. Make this shit a no contest. I'm gonna bite this thing.
Literally.
Lost your job. Done.
It's a lot of fights like that. Like, you know, people just, you know.
Want a way out.
Damn,
bro. But why would you bite him? That's like the weirdest thing you could do.
Maybe he's a biter.
That was the same the same card with Battle?
Yeah.
No.
Was it the same card Battle?
I think so.
Nah, that was a week.
Brian,
was a week
I know. It was a week after. That's a whole nother thing.
Brian, I would say, what do you think of Brian Battle then? What do you think of that?
He was cooking some.
Oh, he was destroying him.
He was cooking some.
That whole Angelou, so that was March 16th. So yeah, that
real
was
quick, just to touch back on dude the bite before we move the hair. I'm sorry, but dude got, you know, he got that tatted.
Yeah, he got
it tatted, and Dana White gave him a bonus. Yeah. He said he got the first
bite of the night.
I got fucking bit bonus. So he gave him $50,000 anyway because he got bit.
Is that like against the rules?
Mad crazy to bite somebody.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
Of course.
It's okay. Like Tyson. Tyson.
No, I'm saying, is that like too ridiculous to be in the? Oh right, Tyson did do it.
I mean, you know, like, why you bite somebody? That's just
that goes without
weird.
Saying. I feel, but like, is that actually legally like
in the rules?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know the book, but now, I'm sure now you can't bite now. Somebody. Biting somebody is just crazy.
They're going to be in the back now in the UFC. They're going to be like, listen, all right, you can't do this, you can't do that, and you also can't bite people.
I mean, you should know better than that.
No, yeah. No, they're going to say
it's your debut. It's one thing if like you're established, you've been in the game, and you bit a nigga like, yeah, like I had to bite his hair. I had to bite him for a story. I caught myself. I had to bite him for like a story, like, you know what I mean? Like, if Nate Diaz bit somebody, it would just be like, this nigga Nate Wallin.
Yeah,
you know
exactly. What I mean? Like, classic Nate, yeah.
Nate Diaz Wallin. But, like, bro, you just got here, bro. You can't bite somebody on your first day.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
That's mad crazy. But anyway, my bad. I just thought that shit was funny. This guy, what's his name? Brian Battle.
Yeah, what did you think of that? He was fucking Angelusa up. I mean, cooking him on the feet. And then the eye poke. That happened. Angelusa said, "I can't see," so they had to call the fight no contest.
Okay.
And Brian Battle was basically pissed off, I guess. I mean, rightfully so. And then they almost got into a fight after the announcement was made.
He said, "I was whooping your ass."
Yeah.
I'm just like, "I kill you."
Is that what he said?
It's like, "I kill you." Anj my guy, bro. Anj is my guy.
What did you think about that then?
I think Anj can fight. I think Anj is a motherfucker. I think Anj got a bright future in this game. I think that he just couldn't deal with the length. And that's huge for a lot of people, just can't deal with length.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know how to get on the inside. He struggled, and he just ate a lot of shots on the outside from Brian Battle, who's slow as a snail. But he just took all them shots, you know what I mean? Couldn't see him. But I think Brian Battle is decent as well.
I'm going to say, what do you think of Brian Battle as a fighter then?
I think he's good. I think he's decent.
I think
he's still green.
Mm-hmm.
But, he had a good performance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that fight, he was cooking him the entire fight.
Yeah, I think Anj is a really good fighter. Anj just struggled, man. And I'm biased. Anj is my guy. That's right. My guy. So.
Yeah, it was bad. That was a bad whole situation. But, I mean, I don't know, like, if Anj was, like, sitting here, like, in his face talking about, like, yeah, I still want the fight type shit.
I don't think that. I think he was just frustrated. He got poked in the eye. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the ref just backed up and just left him there.
That's why I was just trying to figure out if he said something.
And he was like, yo, he called him a pussy. He was like, yo, I was whooping your ass. And I'm like, all right, well, we don't know. He did get poked in the eye. He did. He got poked in the eye.
So, like, is it possible that he realized, like, the fight is not really going how I'd like it? And
it's not worth it?
And now I'm going to take a way out, maybe? No, not I'm going to take
you
a way
still
out.
Get a check?
Not I'm going to take a way out, but...
But it's a no contest. You get half. Both of them got half their money. Go ahead, Soph. What you said?
No, I was saying not in him taking a way out, him being like, why am I going to fight you with a handicap now when I'm already not doing great?
Only thing where I could say for Anj, if you're going to say your eye, you got to keep the eye shut, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Dude, he was just looking around.
You got to keep the eye shut,
dog. Yo.
That's the only thing I'm like, fuck, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You got to make it believable, man.
You can't say, yo, my eye. And you just looking around. Both your eyes open. Because naturally, if something's in your eye scratch, your reflex is like.
Yeah, you want to touch it.
You can't open it. Your eye's like, oh, fuck, I can't see. Ah, my eye.
It's
like,
watery.
He was just.
That man was clear.
He was looking around like, yo, man, I can't see shit, bro. This
like,
is awful.
Like, you know, like a damaged cornea or like, you know, like a detached retina.
Your eye is going to shut naturally.
Your shit going shut. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, when I looked at it, I'm like, damn. And then the ref left. And then you hear Battle. I mean, he took his moment. And he was just like, yo, you a pussy. I was fucking you up. I'm just like, woof.
Damn.
Woof. Yeah. But, you know, it goes back to this thing. Yo, now maybe we need to start talking like this.
I mean.
You got to start talking to people. I'm not saying Anj, he was on the wrong end of it. But, like, yo, you got to start talking to people crazy. Like, yo, son, like, calling him out. Like, yo, son, you pussy nigga. Like, and now niggas gonna be like, damn, why is this New Yorker hostile? Nah, because your bitch ass is sitting here ducking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't, you know, Ange is different. I don't know.
Nah, Ange is my guy.
I don't know your situation.
Ange is not a New Yorker. Ange's from, he's from the Congo and lives in Miami.
Well, I'm just saying in general. Like, yeah. If you start talking crazy, they're gonna be like, oh, son, why is he angry?
I'm not very hostile, though.
Yeah, I'm talking crazy. Fuck that.
No, because I remember like about an hour ago when we opened up the show, there was a little bit of not hostility, but you know, New York aggression.
I didn't see anyone talking bad about what Brian Battle did after the fight.
Nah, I don't thought that was. Even
Bisping, when he interviewed him, he was like, "Yeah, like you were beating him up, blah blah blah." He was just like nodding with everything he was saying.
Yeah, I mean, I get it for Battle. Like, I understand Battle's perspective. But it's no contest, bro. Rematch then.
That's it.
Yeah, true. Run it back.
It is what it is.
Prove it. Yeah.
More likely, if you know what, in that situation, if you don't rematch,
maybe the UFC doesn't want it though. Who knows? And maybe Ange did what the fuck he had to do. Maybe. Maybe I'm not condoning it, but I'm like, hey, Ange probably was just like, damn, I ain't expected to go down like this. I'm off this.
I'd rather do this another day.
Not that I'm saying.
No, you pussy if you don't rematch. That.
Huh?
You pussy if you don't rematch?
I think he should rematch. I think he should. All right, you know what?
I'm just saying, if you don't,
it's not up to him.
No, but I'm just saying. He's saying if
he had the opportunity,
yes,
like, nah,
and said no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, for him, you got to. Especially after the way it went down and the whole way you saw it unfolded.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta go. If the opportunity is presented, you got to take it. But now you've been in there. Now you can adjust and make the adjustments and go in there and approach it in a different way. And if he's the better man, he's just the better man.
If someone press you, like, you know, outside of it and be like, yo, you a pussy-ass nigga. Fuck you, Randy Brown. Suck dick, nigga. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're in the same division. Mm-hmm. And he below you. Do you fight him?
If he's below me?
Yeah.
No.
Be like, oh, you pussy nigga. And then he rised up.
I guess I'm pussy.
Well, he right under you now. Like, probably like...
Fighting is a business, bro. I'm not bringing street politics into this. We just spoke about that. I'm like, bro, you think I'm pussy? All right. I'll see you when I see you. Get there, pussy.
Yeah.
I call you pussy. You pussy, too. Get there. Get there, bitch. When I see you, I see you. Right? When I see you, I see you. And then we're going to find out. And then I'm going to whoop you. But just know. Just know. When I whoop you. We can't be like, afterward, yeah, man, good fight. Bro. Like, I'm not playing that because you ain't start. That's not how it was. It's at my discretion now. Let's be fair. It's at my discretion. I know, and a lot of people frown upon that, but that's just, if you took it there and you taking it to, like, street shit, like, no, after I beat your ass, it's fuck you. And you can't say nothing. That's it. Carry on. That's just how I see it. And I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think so.
So anybody talking shit online?
No. It's not even like talking shit. It's like...
I mean, disrespecting you. I'm just saying.
It's different. There's levels to it. There's like a levels of disrespect. That's just how I think. Excessive said it's only business.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
It just depends. Like, for instance, like the cowboy situation, right?
Yeah.
Like, for me, I think whether you could beat me or not is a debate.
Yeah.
So we both have the right to say whatever. Mm-hmm. Especially the way the sport is now and with the antics at the press conference, we're going back and forth, mm-hmm. right? We're arguing, back and forth. It's a debate. You say what you say, and I'm saying what I'm saying. We're trying to get each other to believe or whatever, right? Thanks. Right? Now, we settled the debate. There should be no more debate now, right? After the fight. So now, guess what? Whatever I say is fact. And you just got to sit there and take it. So I'm going to get it off now. And it shouldn't be an argument. It should just be one-sided, me saying what it is. And it's up to me, at my discretion, if I want to say, be humble and be like, oh, good shit, bro, let's bury it. Or if I want to be like, no, actually, I told you I was going to beat your ass, pussy. Look what happens. So we can't do this fake thing. Like, the thing about what's going, I think it's like, yeah, MMA, we can't pick and choose when to tap into, like, the martial code.
Okay.
We can't pick and choose to do that. You carry yourself as a martial artist throughout. And you humble yourself throughout and you treat everyone with respect throughout. When someone disrespects you and like want to play that game, you have a right to defend yourself and say whatever you want back, right? Mm-hmm. And now when we fight, I could not say nothing. You could diss me, say whatever you want, and I could say nothing. But when I beat your ass and we fight, the floor is mine. And it's at my discretion now to say whatever I want to say now. And it's not a debate. You got to shut up. You don't got the mic. I got the mic now. I'm going to say what I want to say to the people about you or not. And you can't. You just got to take it like it is what it is. And I move on. Mm. That's how I see it.
Okay.
And hey, some people disagree with that. Some people do. You so, can't. And so for the people that say, oh, that's unsportsmanlike and it's not like a very martial artist of you or whatever, da, 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 da. You can't pick and choose when the martial code applies.
True.
You can't pick and choose when it applies. And MMA does that a lot. Pick and choose who and when. And you're like, oh, to have respect. And like, no. If it's fuck you, it's fuck you, bro. If it's up, it's stuck up sometimes. Sometimes it's like that.
I think we're in a day and age in MMA where the MMA honorable code is done, though.
I don't think so.
You think still like, I think for the respectful? Fans
and that's some what I'm fighters saying. To sell, to be that guy for them to sell and get the numbers, yeah, you got to be the guy that's brash and, you know, and calling people out and doing all this stuff, for sure. But I do think that the martial code and being a martial artist stems, it goes, the reach is way beyond just not calling somebody out.
Right.
Like, you could still be a martial artist and be humble and still apply those things to your life. I personally think there's no room for it in this day and age in the cage. But I do believe that in your life, honesty, justice, polite courtesy, courage, compassion, sincerity, duty, loyalty, honor, all those things as a man should apply to your life. It should apply to you as a martial artist throughout everything that you do, day in and day out. But the moment you step into that octagon in a entertaining sports setting now, this entertainment sports, you got to switch it off and put it to the side. If a motherfucker disrespects you, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do. But I'm never going to disrespect nobody first. But it's whatever they want to do in that moment. Wherever you want to go with it, we could go there.
So you're saying live your life respectfully, courteous of others, all that, duty, honor. But if somebody does not live that way towards you,
you can't sit there and just be like, oh, I guess I'm going to let my fighting do the talking.
Don't be the bigger person.
Don't be the bigger person. Fuck them. Stomp them the fuck out.
So would you say then martial arts, or the meaning of martial arts, or like the core of martial arts has evolved?
It evolved. That's it. But you still use it and you apply it in your life and it'll help you as a being a good person. But fighting in the cage, I think, is very different. I think when you got the mic and they did all that extra shit and you got the mic, you don't have to take the bigger, the higher road. You don't have to. If you feel like it's fuck them, it's fuck them. Let it be known. And you move on.
I agree.
That's it.
Excessive said, yeah, only talk shit on a burner account online. Like a man.
I agree with that too.
Oh man. But on that note, we've been going for a minute. Yeah. I think that's a good place to end it.
Yes. So,
the name of this pod will be If It's Up There, It's Stuck There.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. Fucking
heaven. And we're moving on. So GG's everybody. Yeah. Much love. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's been a minute and I'm happy we got to chop it up with y'all, even though it was
On a random day.
Hope and you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah. See you guys. Adios.
There's a pay-per-view coming up, though, so see y'all again.
See y'all for 300.
Peace. Oh, shit, yeah.
Peace.
Bye.